In a remarkable move, one European leader after another has confirmed they will accompany Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the White House on Monday. They hope to see how they can help end the war in Ukraine. It's also an apparent effort to ensure this meeting goes better than the last one in February, when President Donald J. Trump berated Zelensky during a heated Oval Office encounter. The European leaders want to send a strong signal that they stand behind Zelensky after he was excluded from Friday's summit between Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska. High on the agenda, the still murky outcome of that summit, which produced no clear agreement and no ceasefire deal. Speaking in Brussels on his way to Washington, Zelensky warned that Ukraine will not easily give up annexed territories and insisted that negotiations can only begin with a ceasefire.
We have to stop the killings. Putin has many demands, but we do not know all of them. And if there are really as many as we heard, then it will take time to go through them all. It's impossible to do this under the pressure of weapons. So it's necessary to cease fire and work quickly on a final deal. We'll talk about it in Washington. Putin does not want to stop the killing, but he must do it. Second, we need real negotiations, which means they can start where the front line is now.
He spoke after meeting Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, the European Union's executive. She stressed that Europe backs Ukraine in seeking a just and lasting peace.
First, we must have strong security guarantees to protect both Ukraine and Europe's vital security interests. Ukraine must be able to uphold its sovereignty and its territorial integrity. There can be no limitations on Ukrainian armed forces, be it cooperation with or other third countries or assistance from other third countries, no limitations for the Ukrainian armed forces.
Von der Leyen will join Zelensky in Washington along with leaders such as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, often described as Europe's Trump whisperer. Meloni, who spent time at Trump's Florida home, Mar-a-Lago, was the only European leader invited to his inauguration in January. Trump has called her a wonderful person. The talks in Washington will focus on the Trump-Putin summit, which ended with Moscow refusing to return annexed territories or allow Ukraine into the NATO military alliance, though Putin did hint at willingness to discuss security concerns. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.